My gaze drops briefly to where our fingers are still touching the same cup, then lifts back to his. A slow smile curves my lips. "Stealing my drink now?" I ask. His expression stays controlled, but there's the faintest tightening at the corner of his mouth.
"I'm not stealing anything. This is mine."
I tilt my head, inspecting the cup more closely. No name scribbled on it, just the letters VL. "Interesting. You ordered a vanilla latte?" I ask, brows lifting.
"Yes."
I cluck my tongue before I can stop it. "Of course he did." His eyes narrow slightly.
"Meaning?"
"Meaning." I shrug, all innocence. "You seem like a vanilla kind of guy." I even throw in air quotes, just to be helpful. His jaw flexes once, but he doesn't retreat. If anything, his stare intensifies, suddenly dominating the space between us.
"I'm only vanilla when it comes to my drinks,"
he says, voice lower now, more deliberate. Heat hums through me. I open my mouth to fire back, but nothing comes out because I'm suddenly very interested in just how not vanilla he is. Before I can push further, the barista leans over, glancing between us.
Sorry, I'm not sure whose that is.
"Mine,"
Colin says, all quiet stubbornness. I lift the cup we're still holding a little higher. Clearly mine.
"I ordered first,"
he counters. "Yet you left," I shoot back.
"I went to the restroom."
"Priorities," I say lightly. Still doesn't change the outcome. He exhales through his nose, like I'm testing his limits of patience. I probably am. Someone brushes past behind me, and a student suddenly stumbles right between us, her hand landing squarely on Colin's chest. "Oh, sorry," she says quickly, though not quickly enough, her fingers lingering a beat longer than necessary. "I was just reaching for napkins." She's young, blonde and petite, yet busty, with wide eyes that know exactly what they're doing. I have to bite the inside of my cheek to keep from laughing. Subtle, real subtle. At her age, I might have tried the same trick. And yet, Colin doesn't move, doesn't soften. If anything, he goes completely still beneath her touch, his posture locking up like a door slammed shut. There's no flicker of interest, no polite charm, not even mild acknowledgement of her clumsy attempt at getting his attention. Just nothing. The girl hesitates, then releases an awkward giggle, clearly expecting more. A smile, a comment, something. When it doesn't come, she clears her throat, withdrawing her hand with a small, embarrassed sniff before slipping away into the crowd. My gaze returns back to Colin, taking in the way he's already reset, shoulders squared, expression composed like the interruption never happened. Controlled, disciplined, unmoved. I know Thatcher has a strict no-fraternization stance, and rightly so. But Colin seems to have taken this a little too much to heart. I'm about to ask him about it when the barista sets down another cup.
"Here's the second vanilla latte. For one of you."
Again, we both reach for it. There's a beat where neither of us lets go. Then Colin releases his hold and reaches for a metal shaker nearby. He pops the lid off the first drink and adds a light dusting of something.
Cinnamon. Maybe cocoa? "In the future,"
he says, replacing the lid with precision.
"I'll add a whisper of cinnamon. That way we'll know which is whose."
I pause, watching him, already a little too into the idea of future coffee run-ins. Then laugh.
"A whisper?"
I echo, amused. His mouth tightens, just enough to betray him. "Very poetic," I say, nudging him further.
"It's accurate,"
he defends. "Mm-hmm." Before he can react, I steal his cup from his hand and take a sip. His gaze sharpens instantly. The reaction is small, but it's there, I let the taste linger, then slowly lick the foam from my top lip, aware, very aware, of the way his eyes track the movement. "Hmm," I murmur, then wink. "Not bad. Spicy, and yet vanilla." When I look back up at him, he's watching me in a way that's no longer just annoyed. It's focused, intent, smoldering even. The air between us tightens, something unspoken pulling taut. And for a second, I forget why I came in here at all.
"Don't you have a class to get to?"
he scolds. The reminder lands like a spike aimed at my chest. "Right." I blink, then narrow my eyes slightly. "How do you know my schedule?" He shrugs mysteriously. I straighten, reclaiming a little distance, and grab my actual drink this time.